it'll be a big game out there at Qdos Bank Arena Stadium when the Kings take on the Illawarra Hawks, and the Kings have had a sensational start to the year.
You get your tickets?
No, not yet, Borky. The great Borky. But Brad Rosen.
I've got him. We'll talk to Brad and I've got him.
Oh, beautiful. We've got the tickets sorted. Morning, Brad Rosen.
Good morning. You and about 16,000 other people is what I'm hearing. It's going to be a massive crowd out there at Qdos Bank Arena on Sunday. How are we, boys?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Hey, Brett, how big a success has it been with, you know, LaMelo Ball and RJ Hampton being a part of the NBL this year?
Oh, look, personally, I think it's been huge. I mean, you look at the exposure that we've been able to get. Millions of people are watching it on, you know, Facebook TV that the NBL have set up. There's talk all over the US now. Teams are looking down here. They were looking anyway, but now it's just gone to another level. I think both of them have been phenomenal. Last week, LaMelo Ball literally carried Illawarra to a beautiful win. There was other players that did well as well, but they were just brilliant, great win. And I cannot wait for this game because I know people will look on this and think, well, the Kings are 7-1 and Illawarra are not going as good. They've won two games of the year. But I can tell you as a former Kings player, we knew every single time you played Illawarra, didn't matter where they were on the ladder, if they win this game, they think their season's done. Like, that's all they want to do. They want to beat Big Brother, and this is going to be a beauty.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, there'll be 16,000 people out there at the arena watching these two play. Just if I can take that step back again, Brad, in terms of the impact that these two players have had, if they go in the top 10 like they're expected to, in the years to come, what will that mean for the NBL? Will we start to get more and more college players looking to come out here and play in our competition?
Yeah, 100%. I think I mentioned that a week or so ago on this on the show here, that when I interviewed Rod Hampton, RJ Hampton's dad, I asked him that question, why did you bring your son down here and not go to any college you wanted? And he said, you don't get no Casper Ware and Andrew Bogut in the college. So in other words, these people and like their supporters. So if you talk your parents or your agents, they're now realizing that the best thing we can do is let's go overseas, play professionally, get paid and play against men that's really getting you ready for the NBA. So look, the caliber that we could be getting could be second to none now. And this has just opened the door to what could be a golden years to come of the NBL.
Brad, you play against Casper Ware and Andrew Bogut at the NBL level. They're in the same side. There's been a lot of criticism over the last few days. How do you compete with the Sydney Kings? I think it was Joey Wright who said, well, give me $4 million. Now, are we getting a little bit jealous at the 7-1 start of the Kings at the moment?
Sponsor them with Kleenex, mate. Jeez, come on, give me a break. God, just give me a break. God, the Kings, come on. Who cares what they're spending? Look at what, I mean, yes, there's a salary cap, but they're within the rules. That's the thing. They're within the rules. And yes, there's soft caps and all these players. I can tell you now, Joey Wright, he would take any team that he could get. And I understand what he's saying, but you've got to give kudos to the Kings. You've got to give kudos to the NBL. They have done an outstanding job, and this team, is it stacked? Yes, like Melbourne are, like Perth are, and like other teams. New Zealand's stacked. They're just not playing so well. So, no, I take that with a grain of salt as a former Sydney Kings player.
$1.12, the Kings against Illawarra, who at $6.20 in a two-horse race. They get an 11.5 start, the Kings, and that's been backed. So punters think they'll cover the 11.5. Do you think it'll be as lopsided as the market suggests?
Yeah, I do. I think Illawarra will come out. I think it'll be a fun game to watch for the first quarter or two. I just think the depth of Sydney and the way Will Weaver's coaching this team, they've got so many options that they can go to, so many changes they can make. I think Illawarra will have a good show, but I just think the depth and the way Sydney have been playing, I just think they will just wear this team down, and over 40 minutes we'll get a win 11+.
Their third quarters in their game on Friday and game on Sunday, they just blew the opposition away. Didi Luzzatto, interesting hearing him interviewed after the game. He required an interpreter to relay the question to him and then the answer coming back. Tell us a little bit more about the youngster from Brazil, Brad.
Yeah, he's Brazil. Well, actually, in Brazil, they don't call him Didi. It's Gigi. That's what they call him. It's Gigi Luzzatto. but down here at Didi, mate, you're right, brother. He's an excellent player, and he got drafted to the New Orleans Pelicans. So he got drafted last year, and one of the main reasons they have brought him down here is to learn the language and get ready to go back to the NBA. So, look, he is a flat-out baller, is the best way to put this. The guy can play. We knew what he could do. We just were a bit shocked that it came so quick, in whatever the eighth game, and he hit, I think, 7 threes and was just phenomenal. So very impressed. I have no doubt he'll continue that. And GG for MVP, they say.
All right. We want to get some tips off you for the weekend then, Brad. Sorry, mate. What's happened with the Breakers? They look to be struggling at the moment.
Oh, mate, the Breakers, right. I am a big fan of all the players in the New Zealand Breakers. I am not a fan of their program at the moment. They are in disarray. They've brought in Glenn Rice Jr., who is an unbelievable player. The guy had 18 points in the first half last week, scored 26 in the other game, and then he had 1 point in the second half. The body language of New Zealand Breakers, right now I'm saying they are on a downswing. I do not know how they're falling very quickly. I don't know how they're going to get out of this. I really don't. I don't like their body language. I don't like the way they're walking around. They're arguing with each other. Mate, I would not want to be a New Zealand Breaker at the moment.
Nah, rice is on the boil, that's for sure. You like that one, Bradley? Not bad.
Look how happy he is. Brad
will use it on the coverage this week on ESPN. Sydney, your best bet, mate?
Oh, by far, yeah. You can't go against Sydney. Sydney, the best bet. But I'll tell you, the roughie, and this is a bit of a roughie after Cairns went down to Illawarra last week. I'm going the roughie as Cairns to beat the Bullets.
Okay, $2.05
for that one. I do have to say for the punters, I hope they got on it last week. I did give Ruffy for Illawarra to beat Cairns, and it won. So yes. I hope the punters had a good win on last week.
You've got credits in the bank, Brad. Well done on that one. What are we looking for this weekend, Bradley?
Well, I think it will be a very good game, and I know what you're going for. Go those Kings!
There it is.